期末测试卷，能力提优测试卷。第一部分，听力。一，听句子，选择适当的应答语，每个句子读两遍。
One, what will happen if they have the party today? What will happen if they have the party today?
Two, who will go to the party with you? Who will go to the party with you?
Three, what's the matter, Tom? What's the matter, Tom?
Four, can I help you? Can I help you?
Five, what do you like to do in your free time? What do you like to do in your free time?
二，听五段对话，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面五个小题。
6. Tom, shall we go out for a bike ride?
That sounds great, and we can enjoy such beautiful sunshine.
Tom, shall we go out for a bike ride?
That sounds great, and we can enjoy such beautiful sunshine.
7. Eric, you are watching Mickey Mouse again?
Yes, Mum, I like Mickey Mouse. The lovely mouse is my favourite, you know.
Eric, you are watching Mickey Mouse again.
Yes, Mum, I like Mickey Mouse. The lovely mouse is my favourite, you know.
8. What do you often do in your free time, Bob?
Well, I spend most of my free time listening to pop and rock music.
What do you often do in your free time, Bob?
Well, I spend most of my free time listening to pop and rock music.
9. Nick, do you want to be a doctor when you grow up?
No, I don't like to work in the hospital. I like cooking delicious food.
Nick, do you want to be a doctor when you grow up?
No, I don't like to work in the hospital. I like cooking delicious food.
10. Why are you good at music?
Because my sister is a musician and she often teaches me to play the piano after school.
3. 听两段长对话，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。听每段对话前，你将有10秒钟的时间阅读对应的三个小题。听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Well, that's it. The class did very well in this examination.
Good. You have finished marking those exam papers at last, and you look so pleased, dear.
Yes.Do you remember that boy, John Smith, the one who nearly failed my American history course last year?
Yes, you were angry with him then.
I told him he had to do some work.
Now I understand why you are so happy. That problem student makes some progress.
Some progress? He has done a very good job.
All right, I'm very glad. Let's invite him to dinner at home tonight.
Well, that's it. The class did very well in this examination.
Good. You have finished marking those exam papers at last, and you look so pleased, dear.
Yes. Do you remember that boy, John Smith, the one who nearly failed my American history course last year?
Yes, you were angry with him then.
I told him he had to do some work.
Uh-huh. Now I understand why you are so happy. That problem student makes some progress.
Some progress? He has done a very good job.
All right, I'm very glad. Let's invite him to dinner at home tonight.
听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
Jack, do you know Tom?
Yes, of course. We met at an evening party, and then we saw each other quite often. We have the same interests, so we do a lot of things together. We enjoy studying together.
Is Tom a friendly boy?
Yes, he is. He is friendly and kind, and he often helps others. That's why he has so many friends. Everyone likes him.
Can you introduce him to me?
Sure, Jane. There is going to be a picnic this Sunday in Green Park. I will introduce you if you join us.
That will be fine. Thanks. Jack, do you know Tom?
Yes, of course. We met at an evening party, and then we saw each other quite often. We have the same interests, so we do a lot of things together. We enjoy studying together.
Is Tom a friendly boy?
Yes, he is. He is friendly and kind, and he often helps others. That's why he has so many friends. Everyone likes him.
Can you introduce him to me?
Sure, Jane. There is going to be a picnic this Sunday in Green Park. I will introduce you if you join us.
That will be fine. Thanks.
Four. 听短文，回答下面四个问题，选择正确答案。短文读两遍，你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面四个小题。
Hello everyone, I am very happy to tell you a true and moving story. Bruce, an 11-year-old boy, has a younger sister, Cindy. She is 2 years younger than Bruce. Last November, when she finished drawing a picture and left her room, she found her brother Bruce lying on the floor. She called him, but he didn't answer. Cindy knew something was wrong with her brother. Cindy had learned about what to do at school when someone is in danger. She quickly called the hospital. Soon some doctors came and took him to the hospital. Bruce was saved. Hello everyone, I am very happy to tell you a true and moving story. Bruce, an 11-year-old boy, has a younger sister, Cindy. She is 2 years younger than Bruce. Last November, when she finished drawing a picture and left her room, she found her brother Bruce lying on the floor. She called him, but he didn't answer. Cindy knew something was wrong with her brother. Cindy had learned about what to do at school when someone is in danger. She quickly called the hospital. Soon some doctors came and took him to the hospital. Bruce was saved.
五，听短文，填表格。根据短文内容，写出下面表格中所缺信息。每空一词，短文读三遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读表格内容，请将答案填写在表格的相应位置。
Fred set up a student volunteer project at his school. Last Saturday, he went to visit some old people who had no children with his 3 friends. The old people lived in a small village far away from their school, so they went there by train. They got there at 10:20 a.m. and stayed there for a whole day. They brought some things for them.They chatted with the old people and did some housework for them. Fred took a lot of photos with the old people. The next morning, they said goodbye to them at 7:45. They thought they spent the most interesting weekend. Volunteering is great, said Fred. His friends also said they would not give up volunteering.Fred set up a student volunteer project at his school. Last Saturday, he went to visit some old people who had no children with his 3 friends. The old people lived in a small village far away from their school, so they went there by train. They got there at 10:20 a.m. and stayed there for a whole day. They brought some things for them.They chatted with the old people and did some housework for them. Fred took a lot of photos with the old people. The next morning, they said goodbye to them at 7:45. They thought they spent the most interesting weekend. Volunteering is great, said Fred. His friends also said they would not give up volunteering.Fred set up a student volunteer project at his school. Last Saturday, he went to visit some old people who had no children with his 3 friends. The old people lived in a small village far away from their school, so they went there by train. They got there at 10:20 a.m. and stayed there for a whole day. They brought some things for them.They chatted with the old people and did some housework for them. Fred took a lot of photos with the old people. The next morning, they said goodbye to them at 7:45. They thought they spent the most interesting weekend. Volunteering is great, said Fred. His friends also said they would not give up volunteering.